Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumais na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to Ours to Protect, as we take a closer look at biodiversity and sustainability in County Clare. Today we visit the Loch Rainy Valley in East Clare, an area of immense beauty and ecological value. Here, a highly skilled team of directors committed to protecting biodiversity, rewilding and nature education are working to develop the area as a nature sanctuary. So what exactly is biodiversity? Dr. Marina Levitina is co-founder of the Loch Rainy Nature Sanctuary.
Well, biodiversity is just another way of saying nature, and diversity of all life forms, diversity of all life forms on planet Earth or in a specific place, and the habitats and areas where these creatures live. So, but really, it's the easiest way of explaining it is it's just another word for nature. It is so important, especially today, is because today we are facing a big biodiversity crisis, and that is a global crisis. Ireland is part of this crisis. Globally, it is estimated that approximately 1 million species of plants and animals globally are threatened with extinction, according to recent reports. One in every five assessed species are threatened with extinction in Ireland. We hear about this a lot these days. Luckily and fortunately, there's a lot of voices speaking out for biodiversity. We had the Citizens Assembly on Biodiversity that worked all throughout last year, and just recently, just within this month, they came out with a report with recommendations, and one of their recommendations is that nature needs to be provided protection within our constitution. It's very important. I mean, if we are so interdependent with nature, there's no way we can see ourselves separate from nature. Our health as a species, the health of our children, depends on the health of nature and biodiversity. So I don't see that as separate. It's so interlinked. We're completely interdependent with nature, and therefore when we see nature suffering, that is us suffering as well. And if we want to be healthy and happy ourselves, we need nature to be healthy and happy.
Marina believes everyone can do their little bit to encourage biodiversity, no matter where they live, in the country, a rural village, or even in a large town.
People can do so much. And to be honest, like our scale, it seems grand, but actually in the bigger scheme of things, it's a very small scale, but we hope for it to grow. But one of the things that everybody can do is, for example, springtime, our lawns are full of dandelions. Look out and you'll see lots of dandelions around us. And a lot of people, for example, would like to get, you know, as gardeners, we kind of feel that that's an enemy. We want to try and get rid of dandelions. Dandelions are actually, once we start looking a little bit closer, it's an amazing native Irish wildflower. It's a medicinal plant. It's an incredibly fantastic plant for pollinators. It attracts an incredible amount of pollinators, which in turn, we all know how important that is for nature, because the pollinators help crops, they mm-hmm. help the wildflowers. So if we leave our dandelions, one tiny little thing we can do, leave the dandelions alone and leave them for the pollinators, leave them to grow. You're already making a massive contribution. Leaving areas of our gardens intact, that's a very simple thing. I remember the first time we did that, I remember leaving an area of our garden cut, like, and seeing how the lawn suddenly turned into a wildflower garden. Yeah. And okay, it could have been full of what we might have called weeds, but you know, as one somebody said, a weed is just a wildflower growing in the wrong place. Those weeds were actually attracting a huge amount of wildlife. That's a simple, simple thing. We could be turning little bits of our areas and towns and villages, giving them back to wild plants, wild flowers, but any wild plants. Of course, we need to be conscious of invasive species, and if you wanted to, if you were concerned about what it looks like, you could put a little sign up. A lot of people these days put up a little sign, managed for wildlife.
Marina and her colleagues are working with a team of professional advisors, including ecologists and native woodland specialists, to develop the Loch Rainy Valley as a nature sanctuary.
There's an incredible variety of native trees here, native plants. plants, some of them endangered plants and endangered birds and mammals, butterflies. And so, for example, I mentioned already the stands of ancient oak trees, and that's really precious. I mean, there's only 1.2% of Ireland currently is covered with native woodlands. These little pockets of native woodlands, especially with old oaks, are incredibly special. There's also rare and endangered species of wildflowers, for example. For example, we have areas in this valley and on the land of the nature sanctuary where a flower called blue-eyed grass grows. Cizurinchium bermudiana is the Latin, and that is one of Ireland's rare and endangered plants. It's on the red list of Irish vascular plants, and Ireland actually holds 25% of Europe's entire population of this wildflower. So it grows here, and it really is very, very delicate, and it really is very easily disturbed, so that needs protection. We're within the hen harrier special protection area, so there's hen harriers that are an EU protected bird species. We also have barn owls, we have kingfishers, and kingfishers are the gorgeous, beautiful blue-orange birds that live just near the river, and they are very easily disturbed. We have otters and pine martens and red squirrels, stoats. There's recently some caterpillars of the marsh fritillary butterfly were found here, and marsh fritillary was thought to have gone extinct in Ireland.
That was Dr. Marina Levitina, co-founder of the Loch Rainy Nature Sanctuary in East Clare. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.